Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be doing the citizenship test. We like the one thing we did, the reason why we're doing the citizenship test is because we don't know it. We don't know. I mean, it's amazing how citizens, brand new citizens, know more about America than people who've been a citizen that were born in this country, than those who actually came here and said, I want to be an American. They take a test, a 100-question test, and we've been taking that test. We've moving right along. We're like at question 81. We're doing five at a time. But it's. I encourage you to listen today, but also listen to all of them so we can actually know what we expect other people to know in this country.
That's right.
You know, and some of the things we're finding out, and we want to get back to the original tent of our founding fathers, and that the Constitution that people talk about changing all the time, that's the supreme law of the land. That is what holds us. That is the structure that keeps us all together. When somebody starts talking about changing the Constitution, they're talking about changing everything that we're made up of, how we function. And somebody says, well, it's a literal interpretation is one way, but somebody else says is an elastic living interpretation where, you know, it's just alive. And it's like, no, it can't be alive. It's just written plain as day. It was brilliant. I mean, obviously through the unction of God, these guys sat down and wrote out this Constitution that's baffling people that would love to destroy this nation. But when you get into office, and what we know, what we talked about is that from the president on down to the citizen who just became a new citizen, they all raise their hand and they swear an oath to defend the Constitution, what we're made, our supreme law, to defend it from enemies foreign and domestic. That means people outside the United States who are trying to hurt it and people inside the United States trying to hurt it. Now listen, they're not trying to like burn a piece of paper where the Constitution's on. They're trying to hurt what it stands for.
Right.
Come against the balance of powers, you know, the executive branch and the congressional branch and the judicial branch. And when, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, I won the election, we have to understand, well, so did the president won an election. That's executive branch. The citizens put the president in. But the Congress won an election, too. The House of Representatives, they were voted by the same people. So they won, too. And it's a balance of powers. Mm-hmm. The balance of powers there. So you have to respect both of those. We're seeing things right now where Congress is wanting to stop the appointment of the Secretary of Defense. Well, that's not a negative thing because you sent them there. They're representing your values and what, you know, and there's supposed to be tension between those two. That's the whole purpose of them. And it's equal power. So the president has equal power to the Congress and the Congress has equal power to the presidency, which is so important. Of course, you have the judiciary branch, but their job's not to make law. Their job is to interpret law, to make sure that it's constitutional. And hopefully, as we learned as well, that these executive orders, if they're not challenged by the Congress, they automatically become law in 90 days. And they would be challenged by saying this is not constitutional. So hopefully they're going to rise up with some of these unconstitutional executive orders so they would go before the other balance of power, the judiciary branch, who has equal power to Congress and equal power to the president. And they would look it over and say, does this line up with the Constitution? Is it constitutional? And if it is, then they go ahead and say, you know, let it be, let it stand. You know, let the decision stand is what they say. Or they would say, they'd pull it down and say it's unconstitutional. You can't do it. And so hopefully that will that the Congress will challenge every executive order that's not constitutional, and it needs to be. And that's not a negative thing. It needs to go and be tested before the judiciary branch to find out does it fit the Constitution, not the living, breathing, changing, transforming Constitution, but the original Constitution that has lasted for over 230 some odd years right there. So here is today. We are here for the citizenship test. Of course, today's test will be standing in for Pat Hamilton, will be Chris. And the one who actually gives him the answers anyway. And, of course, John. Of course, this is how it works. When you are asked a question, you'll be given a chance to be able to think about it, not Google it, not Bing it, But think about it. And as you're thinking for your final answer, you're going to hear. And when the music stops or you have the answer, it has to be your final answer. And of course, when you give your correct answer, which I'm sure all your answers are going to be correct, you're going to hear, oh! And if you get them wrong, what we saw Pat do a couple times. And that'll let everybody know that you were wrong. And of course, I'd be taking it, but, you know, I'm giving it. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. So we are having five questions today. The first question is the 81st question of the 100 questions. But today is our first of five. It's question 81 on the U.S. citizenship test. And it's for you, John.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Here's the question. Who did the United States fight in World War II? Who did the United States fight in World War II? John, this is so that you will not be self-deported from the New England states. This is so that all of America can learn the importance of this question, and they themselves can actually understand who we fought in World War II. So here it is for the U.S. citizenship test. John.
Okay.
Who
okay.
did? Let me ask the question first. Was that that was Chris. Anyway, okay, here we go. Who did the United States fight in World War II?
Well, as I reflect here some of my studies. There were several countries that they were fighting against. I'm just going to select one. I'm going to give it a try here, and I want to say Germany.
Yes.
I don't want to show off today. I don't want to beat that to Chris.
All right, there you go. That's we're going to go kind of like a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
hey,
here we go.
Hey.
Impressive.
There is three countries that we fought. Remember in World War II, the who kicked this puppy off was in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that's right, Japan.
Yeah. Who did the United States fight in World War II? It was Japan, Germany, and Italy.
Italy.
Yeah. Mussolini, right?
Mussolini.
Mussolini. Dictator. Okay, the next question is going to be for Chris. Chris, so you do not have to self-deport from the Beach Haven area.
Well, I'm standing in for Pat, so if I
he has to go. All right, that's pretty cool, right?
You like that, right?
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, we got your bags packed. You know, should have been here. You know, just enjoy Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan. Here's the question. Question from the U.S. citizenship test for today for you, Chris. Question two. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in? Here's the question again. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in? Chris, question two for today is to you from the U.S. citizenship test. Here's the question. The question is, before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in?
That's a good one. Yeah, can we play that again? I'm going to have to say World War One.
Well, seeing that he was our president in recent history, mm-hmm. and the question was, before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in? And of course, that's World War II. Yes, World War II. Oh my goodness.
Sorry, yes. Pat.
Right. I think you may have to go with him.
Yeah, right. Okay, question number next, John, for the U.S. citizenship test. During the Cold War, not the Warm War, but the Cold War, what was the main concerns of the United States? During the Cold War, what was the main concerns of the United States? John, so you're not, so you don't have to self-deport to Afghanistan. Mm. Here's the question on the U.S. citizenship test. I see that your bags are packed. You got your robes.
The robes.
You'll wear a robe down there. You can't wear pants unless there's anyway. Here's the question. Question on the U.S. citizenship test. During the Cold War, not the Warm War, because I added that. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States of America?
Let's see here. Oh, I was just a young tad during that young lad during that time.
No, it was Tad. I'm gonna say.
Let's say. Was it the spreading of nuclear weapons?
No. Here's the question. Question is, during the Cold War, well, you know, I didn't write the test. You know, we're all finding out while we're doing this. We're not doing this so that we spread our ignorance everywhere. We're doing this so we can see we don't know these things. And we need to remember, we need to learn these things. Or we may have known them and forgot them. And we want to remember them now because we need to boot as a nation. We need to go back to the original tent. And so the question was, question 83 on the citizenship test, third one for today. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States? And the answer is communism. Isn't that amazing? Because today, so many Americans are embracing Marxism and communism and all these different things. It's like, that's the very reason why we had the Cold War. Mm. We didn't want that form of economy. Big government. That's what communism is. Communism is big government. Government's in control. And now we have people that are saying that we're part of the Communist Party, and it's like, that's what the whole Cold War was about.
Wow.
And it's part of the U.S. citizenship test. Amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Chris, the next question, the second to the last question for today. What movement tried to end racial discrimination? What movement tried to end racial discrimination? Chris, so that Pat does not have to be self-deported to Kyrgyzstan from the U.S. citizenship status today, what movement tried to end racial discrimination?
Pass.
It was in the 60s.
I've drawn a blank.
That's what Alana does when they're helping out with school.
I can't help you.
It's the civil rights movement. It's the civil rights movement, remember?
I knew that.
Yes. So the civil rights. Like, so what movement tried to end racial discrimination? It was a civil rights movement. You know, of course, led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and many, many folks who stood up and marched on behalf of the civil rights in America. Last and final question from the U.S. citizenship test, so that you do not have to go to Afghanistan, John, is what did Martin Luther King Jr. do? What did Martin Luther King Jr. do? All right, John, here it is, the last question for today. What did, from the U.S. citizenship test, what did Martin Luther King Jr. do?
He fought for civil rights.
Yes. I love that's part of the citizenship test, don't you? I was like, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful, isn't it? It's like, you got to understand us to become an American. And Americans, we need to go back and revisit who we are and our original intent. It's so, so very important. That was five questions from the U.S. citizenship test to make sure that Pat does not get deported to Kyrgyzstan. We'll be right back after this break. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.